I'm Sebastian Edwards, I'm Head of Collections at Historic Royal Palaces.
So this beautiful display that I'm looking at, can you just explain to the listener please exactly what it is?
We're standing in the East Front Gardens at Hampton Court Palace opposite the Home Park, and it was here in August and September 1919 that an extraordinary camp was placed on the golf course with some 1,800 members of the Indian Army. It was at this time India was part of the British Empire, had come to Hampton Court to camp for the peace celebrations in 1919 at the end of the First World War. And this year we're collaborating with the Standing with Giants art group, who have adapted their traditional British Tommy installations in remembrance of the First World War and the soldiers who gave their lives in that, and added in a new element, which is the story of the Indian Army and their part in the First World War and their extraordinary camp at Hampton Court that year. So we've got Indian soldiers mingling with the many more British soldiers here today.
I definitely didn't know the connection with the soldiers in Hampton Court. Why were they based here?
We're not sure the exact reason why they chose Hampton Court. They had camped here before for the coronations of the King George V and Edward VII, and had smaller camps, and they'd brought troops from around the world as part of the celebration. So the army being the army, they copied the arrangements from before, and Hampton Court was convenient, near to London, where the main parades took place, but it was run by the government at that time, and it was an easy place to put a large number of men in their tents and all the different services they needed, and also, but they could segregate them from the public, which being a military camp was important at that time.
And you think that some local residents might have some artefacts, or you're hoping they will?
One of the things, we've learned a lot about this in a very short time, but one of the things we're missing is stories of how the encounters between this extraordinary influx of Indian people from all parts of India and from poor backgrounds, so it's almost like a very early migration, long before the Empire Windrush boat. And we would love to know if anybody's got tucked to the back of the drawer something left to them by a member of their family, a letter or photograph or postcard talking about the victory and peace celebrations of 1919 and mentioning the Indian troops and the other members of the empire from around the world that came to London at that time to take part in these commemorations and celebrations.
And it's really important to remember them, isn't it? Because as you say, they've come from around what was the empire to help our soldiers.
It's incredibly important to remember, of course, all the people that lost their lives in all wars, but particularly we're thinking of the First World War here today. But the Indian Army played a very large part in the eventual success of the First World War, and a great many men gave their lives, and many more Indians were involved in it and suffered as a consequence of the war, with the promise, they thought at the time, of greater freedom at home and ultimately self-rule. And of course that didn't take place until many years later, until the Second World War. So it's a really important overlooked story, a Hampton Court story, but also a national story that we're very pleased to celebrate in this way today.
Could you just remind us of the dates that it's on?
So it's opening today. We can see it's full of visitors as we look at it this morning. And it's open until the 28th of November. So it will be there during Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday.